now, this one has I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Like Duke said, that ain't good.
Thank you.
gave that to us. Wonderful. We were educated in the schools of Florida, Miami-Dade County, some Monroe County, two of our players here. And we learned to play like Duke and those people through listening to the music, or them traveling to the South. They used to come what we call Overtown now, but they came on what we call the Chitlin Circuit, and a few musicians dropped off and they picked up a few and they went back to New York, you know, when they made the tour. So we are doing the same thing here that as some of our parents did back during the time when they first came to Miami from the Bahamas. Play for parties, play for charities, play all kinds of, like I said, music. And we learned most of our music theory and whatnot in the schools of Dade County. And we encourage all the young ones in the audience to please keep music going in this great state, in this great county, in the city. We need it, right? Okay, we have something for the young and the disco, and which is good. We love all music, but we need this kind also. For instance, a little thing by Fats Waller we call Ain't Misbehaving. So we'll feature Noel on a thing by the late Fats.
Thank you.
All right, Jitterbug. That's the thing. He's coming back. We need it. All right, thank you. Before we leave, I'm giving a signal. We're going to do a thing by a wonderful fellow who gave us a lot of music, along with Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Cab, and the rest of them. An old trombone player by the name of Glenn Miller. Recognize this sound because we call this one In the Mood. Aye, okay.
One, two, one, two.
Thank you.
on drums. Much, and on behalf of yours truly, Billy Roll and the Quartet, we have enjoyed it, and thank you very much. How are you doing, Mr. Ryan? Good. All right. This fiddle here is a big violin for the younger people. They don't know what a big, like a bull fiddle. This is a fiddle. Thank you. They used to do the other kind. Thank you very much.
The Billy Roll Quartet. Billy Roll. Definitely part of the South Florida tradition. Welcome again to the South Florida Folklife Festival, Dade County version. This will be happening all day today till 5 o'clock and continuing on tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. till 5. Also, this place is here every day. There are special events programmed here every once in a while, but every day you could go to the Historical Museum. Right to my right is the Historical Museum of South Florida. Normal admission is $3 today. $1 for all the guests here, so definitely not to be missed if you're here. Some other announcements, if you have a program guide, there's some program guides at the information booth that'll keep you up to date with what's going on here. The stage schedule is a little bit crooked, but we're going to get through a lot of things here. Up next, in a little while, will be Jose Rodriguez with South American music. Later on in the day will be Irish music and gospel music coming on after that, and some drumming from South America. So stay tuned for that. Also, you'll notice there's crafts all over us, all around us here. There's crafts that are home, call South Florida home. So let's show them that we're interested in that kind of stuff. Cigar rolling behind me, some cards making, some net making. Some announcements. This is all made possible through a group of sponsors. Let me run through the list real quickly. The Historical Museum of South Florida, right to our right here. The Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Sciences, the Florida Department of State, Division of Archives, History, Records Management, and Cultural Affairs, the National Endowment of the Arts, Folk Arts Division, and House Salcyon Limited. So I want to give those people a round of applause for making this all possible. Okay. A lot of the performers you see here today in May are going to be also displaying their crafts in White Springs, Florida, which I believe is a little bit north of Ocala, upper part of the state. Every year there's a Florida Folklife Festival that takes place in White Springs, Florida. And this year the focus is going to be on Dade County. All right. It's about time. Really fascinating place, Dade County, and we're going to be represented well in White Springs. And the way they did it is they had researchers go throughout South Florida, finding out what exactly is is happening in South Florida, cultural-wise, and what's available and what's interesting. And one of the researchers who spent at least a few months in churches and on the road in people's homes doing the research, finding out what's available here in South Florida, is the person I'm going to introduce next. And and she's going to introduce our next performer. So let's welcome Lori Summers.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to tell you just a little bit while we're getting set up here about the next group you're going to see. Can everyone hear me okay over the harp? A little bit earlier today, if any of you saw the mariachis with the small guitar-like instruments, I mentioned that that was a legacy of the Spanish colonization of South America and Mexico and the Caribbean. The harp that you see in front of you is also another one of those legacies. The harp that will be played today by the performers I'll introduce in a moment is a harp from Paraguay. It's one of several Latin American countries that has a harp tradition: Venezuela, Paraguay, Colombia, Peru, and Mexico all have traditions of harps. You'll notice this harp looks quite a bit different than the harp you might see in a symphony orchestra, because this is actually an early Renaissance harp, a wooden harp that was brought by the Spanish, and it's remained in the folk tradition throughout South America and is performed today with different types of traditional music. The music you'll be hearing in a few moments will come from throughout South America, but primarily the Venezuelan joropo. The performers that you see on stage are two of them, father and son, Jesus Rodriguez on the harp and his son Henry on the maracas. Henry's 7. And I don't know if he's used to performing, but you'll be sure you give Henry a warm hand in a moment. And in the middle on guitar, we have Julio Cesar Alvarez. Julio is from Paraguay, and the Rodriguez are from Venezuela. They'll be playing primarily joropo, a dance form from Venezuela that's often sung to Spanish poetry. And are you all set, Jesus? Are you all ready?
Yes.
As of a warm welcome for Jesus and Henry Rodriguez and
thank
Julio
you.
Cesar Alvarez.
Venezuelan, we're playing there like this. Now, another instrumental joropo, el galaví. Dótalo.